Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio 103.7 WEEI. We now return to Cordishy and Coit.
Welcome back to Cordishy and Coit on WEEI, 401-737-1287. The phone number, text line is 37937. We go right back to the phone calls, and the aforementioned Steve from Fall River is with us. Good morning, Steve. You're next on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
Good morning. How's everything?
Good, wonderful, Steve. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Rishay Caldwell and Jabbar Gaffney were professional football players.
Yes, they were.
Jabbar Gaffney was a number two on some teams. He was never a number one, although we made him a number one. Because, you know, Bill Belichick's a genius at football construction, because he's not going to pay his only good draft pick ever at wide receiver. Now I'm losing his name there.
What, N'Keal Harry?
Branch?
No.
Branch.
Who'd he let go to get Jabbar Gaffney?
Deion Branch.
Yeah, his only good receiver in 20 drafts. Under contract, genius Bill says, guess what? And Tom Brady's already taken a pay cut to have people around him. He's been bounced out of the playoffs in 05. Go get your own pick. You're under contract. We'll let you go. We're not paying you. All the talking heads. He's not a number one. He can't get paid like number one. He wasn't asking for number one. That's for $30 million. And guess what? A team gave a first-round draft pick and gave him the $30 million, and we had to suffer with Jabbar Gaffney. I call that, Fall River call that, the year without a receiver. You'd think that'd be the only one in 20 years, around the third year without a receiver, which was last year. Scott says, well, he wanted to do it. Brady makes it like he didn't want to do it. Scott, I don't care if he spent 120% of his life and put in the best effort in Bill Belichick and his brain-dead trust. How'd it work out? What do you give them for a score for putting that offense on the field? I want a grade score, A through F. What do they get? Not the effort, the result. Give it to me right now.
Are you talking about last year's team?
Yes, last year's team. I want an effort, a result for team ops. I want a mark, not the effort, result.
Well, am I factoring in injuries or not?
No, you're factoring in the result.
Well, of course, but if I factor in results, it gets a D.
Ooh, all right. Okay. All right.
But if you're factoring in the circumstances about Antonio Brown shooting his way out of town and Mohamed Sanu underperforming and then N'Keal Harry getting hurt and the offensive line injuries and the injury to James Devlin, then I'll make it maybe closer to a B, B minus.
No, you're not. That's every year. Antonio Brown is not you don't plan on an Antonio Brown in the offseason when you don't go for a tight end. Antonio Brown happened to show up. Okay? Antonio Brown, they couldn't have made the decision in April and May that they were going to even have a sniff of Antonio Brown. He was with the Oakland Raiders. Okay? He doesn't count. He's an anomaly in and out of the deal. And it just goes to show you that if you do put the right players on the team, Tom Brady can play. Because guess what? I was at the one game I went to all year was the Antonio Brown game. They were invincible. You're putting eggs in April and May. We'll bring Josh Gordon back. Gee, maybe he'll last the whole year for us. He'll give us a third option. There was some thought they thought into that. You get an F minus for that if you put him into the thing. You didn't go after a receiver. Brady watches all these playoff games, including the Tennessee Titans, and he sees better running backs, better wide receivers, better offensive lines, better everything. Why wouldn't he go to a team? I don't care if Tom Brady had a summit, according to Peter King, and Belichick professed he would spend 150% effort on getting skilled players. Tom Brady's smart enough to know that didn't happen. What's the chances that it happens? Very low. spent 3 first-round draft picks in the last 2 years. First-round draft picks on the offense. They're worth junk. The left tackle, an open question. Sony Michel, bottom feeder. 32 featured backs in the NFL. He's 28 to 32. Shouldn't be that way for a first-round pick. This Kenneal Harry, not even not be in the league. 50-50 gets cut before training camp's over. This guy is a non-player. It has nothing to do with Brady in the offseason. That was the biggest pile of garbage you've ever put out, Scott. That somehow Brady had some culpability in this garbage because he didn't go throw the ball with him. Scott, you got to retract that. I'm going to hang up and hope you say I misspoke. I wanted too many clicks. So I don't know what I was trying to be.
You know what? I'm sorry, Steve.
Scott, you have to retract that.
If he's going to just either A, publicly bitch, or B, quietly point the finger at the rookies, I am going to have him share some of that blame for not spending enough time with them, okay? He made the decision, and it's his decision, he had every right to not go to those spring voluntary OTAs, and I'm sorry, that's time that you could have worked with those guys to help them get on the same page as you. So I'll have him shoulder some of the blame because there were times this year when he was openly frustrated with Jacoby Myers and N'Keal Harry. And I'm sorry, I'm gonna have him shoulder some of that blame.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm with you, Scott. Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you. Retract it, Scott. What are you doing? Were you just looking for the click, Scott?
Yep.
What are you doing, Scotty? You're looking for the clue. Retract it. Well, how dare you put blame on Brady's shoulders? How dare you? No, I actually, of some of what Steve said, I do agree with. I think that the investment, I think, needed to come, or you need, Belichick needs to be more proactive about the receiver and tight end position, not, you know, pick up guys here and there during the season like he has the last few years. It just hasn't been working out for him, especially at the receiving spot. So be more proactive. I think I agree with that. Saying what he said about N'Keal Harry, come on, Steve, that's not fair. The kid got hurt and missed half the season. Like, okay, the jury is still out on the kid. They invested a first-round pick. Let's see. Let's not jump on N'Keal Harry for half a season just yet. Like, let's slow down with that. But I do agree they need to be a little bit more proactive if they're going to keep Brady here. So,
all right, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. You're listening to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 FM, WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.